Today, on the second day of the G20 summit in Hangzhou, China, Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has met with the British Prime Minister Theresa May. High on the agenda were discussions for a new free trade deal between the two countries. Australia is expected to be among the first to sign an agreement with Britain after it leaves the European Union. Roderick Chambers has this report.
Following a disastrous week of indiscipline in the opening of the 45th Parliament, Malcolm Turnbull was very happy to be in negotiation with British Prime Minister Theresa May for a post-Brexit free trade agreement.
Britain has not negotiated a trade agreement for a long time. They've been in part of the EU. So there's opportunities for us to work together very constructively. And yes, Prime Minister May and I are very committed to having an early free trade agreement put in place so that when Britain leaves the EU, we have very open markets between Australia and Britain.
Having been more important in the past, different opportunities present themselves for a trade agreement with Britain, as Professor of Political Science Simon Tormey from the University of Sydney makes the point that there is already substantial trade between our two nations.
The amount of trade between them is about the eighth largest for Australia, so it's not an insignificant matter to try and work out what life after Brexit looks like. But very importantly for Theresa May is a kind of business as usual philosophy that she's trying to foment amongst the global leaders. She's been spooked a little bit by the release of a document by the Japanese Prime Minister, which basically says, Brexit is a bit of a catastrophe for the global economy. Can you please do something about it and quickly? And this has greeted her as she hit the tarmac in China, and she's therefore very keen to give the impression that it's not a disaster for global trade, that there's going to be a lot of unilateral good deals between Britain and Japan, Britain and the US, and Britain and Australia. So it's part of a... She's going to be very keen to kind of soothe the impression that Brexit is a really disruptive influence on global trade. And I think Malcolm Turnbull wants to be an ally in that. He wants to sort of prop her up, give her some support, and demonstrate a bit of sort of solidarity between Australia and the UK.
And while Theresa May had an opposition in disarray, the ALP in Australia is giving Mr Turnbull no end of trouble at the moment.
I think Turnbull's got a very tricky assignment, basically, for the next couple of years, just trying to keep the show on the road. He's got lots of opponents within his own party. He's got a kind of refreshed Labour Party there, which looks like it's going to actually provide, you know, good strategic opposition to the government. He's got an awkward squad in Senate, so it's going to be very difficult for him to get any legislation through. I mean, it's going to be a very, very tricky, bumpy ride for Turnbull. If he makes it through to, say, Christmas next year, he'll have done pretty well, in my view.
Do you think the British trade agreement will overtake the EU one?
Well, I think because the British are so keen to come up with some positives from this G20 opportunity, that I'd be very surprised to find that there isn't a kind of piece of paper being waved in the air gloriously by Thursday saying, you know, Australia and the UK, first out of the blocks for this renegotiation of how the economics is going to work between the two countries. I think there's real urgency and desperation on the side of the UK to come up with a good agreement.
So how can you move forward? Dr. Mark McGovern of the Queensland University of Technology thinks there are pitfalls for Australia.
It's one of these things where if you go in with serious understanding of the possibilities and focused on what you really want to get out of it, then you will do better. Rushing in, hoping to get whatever comes, you're not likely to do as well. So it's not a matter of timing, but it's intent and well-informed intent. We should basically be saying there are a few things we think we could do really well together. Let's focus on building an arrangement around them.
Airport economist Tim Harcourt thinks we can get both of the agreements going together.
You'd have to ensure that it gives Britain something that reflects the reality of the agreement. And all you've got to make sure is that it doesn't discriminate against the EU, and you're pretty much okay then.
And I put to Mark McGovern that both Australia and the UK could do with a good news announcement soon.
I think that's probably fairly put. And the other thing is, it does help the UK in its negotiations with Europe to say, we've got other willing partners. So we could be just a third party in a bigger negotiation.
Details could be difficult, as EU quotas are in place for many agricultural products. Mark McGovern again.
The thing about the EU is there have been quotas, and if we were to get products in which were previously quoted under the EU, and beef's an example of this, there was very little Australian beef got in anywhere, then those particular sectors could get something out of it. But the other thing you've got to remember in all this is with a lot of these bilateral trade deals, the gains for Australia haven't been that great. There's been lots of promise and talk, but the actual reality on the ground hasn't really been that strong in a lot of cases.
But Tim Harcourt thinks both agreements should include beef and they'll both be good for Australia.
Well, it'd do the EU a lot of good because they've been protecting their beef and their agriculture for so long that anything that gets British consumers access to cheap Aussie beef, I imagine the Europeans would want to be in it as well.
If we get two more free trade agreements, we're up to like about, what, six or seven now? And
well, we've got New Zealand, we've got Chile, we've got the USA, we've got Ansvatar, we've got China, Korea, Japan. Yeah, we've got a few. We haven't got as many as Chile and New Zealand. I think they're the free trade tarts of the Pacific.
Although Mark McGovern points out that there's more at stake than trade.
It's a very complicated situation. I think it is good that the Prime Ministers are talking. I think they should be talking not just about trade, but broader development possibilities too.
Dr. Mark McGovern, lecturer at the School of Economics and Finance at QUT, ending that report by Roderick Chambers and Edgars Gresta.